What's up sailors, welcome you all to the Marine Sing podcast. So today we will be discussing about the Russia's oil spill. So yes guys, the Russia declared a state of emergency on Wednesday, 5 days after a power plant fuel leak in Arctic region caused 20,000 tons of diesel oil to escape into a local river, turning its surface crimson red. The Amber Naya River, into which the oil has been discharged, is part of a network that flows into the environmentally sensitive Arctic Ocean. The state-owned TASS news agency reported that the emergency measures were announced within Russia's Krasnoyarsk region, located in the vast and sparsely populated Siberian Peninsula. The power plant is located near the region's Norilsk city, around 3,000 km northeast of Moscow. How did the leak happen? The thermoelectric power plant at Norilsk is built on permafrost, which has weakened over the years owing to climate change. This caused the pillars that supported the plant's fuel tank to sink, leading to a loss of containment on May 29. Reports said that around 20,000 tons of diesel oil was released into the Amber Naya River, which has since drifted 12 km on its surface. Norilsk Nickel, the Russian mining giant that owns the plant, said it had reported the leak in a timely and proper way, that the pillars had held the tank in its place for 30 years without difficulty. What has Russia done so far? The leak, which took place on Friday, came to the notice of the region's governor, Alexander Us. On Sunday, USS told President Vladimir Putin during a televised video conference that he became aware of the spill after alarming information appeared in social media. Putin, who appeared irate, ordered a probe into the incident. Boom obstacles were placed in the river, but they were unable to contain the oil because of shallow waters. So far, three criminal proceedings have been launched and the head of the power plant has been detained, the TASS report said. The state of emergency declared on Wednesday would bring in extra forces and federal resources for the cleanup efforts, the Moscow Times reported. What is the extent of the damage? Environmentalists have said that the river would be difficult to clean, given its shallow waters and remote location, as well as the magnitude of the spill. A World Wildlife Fund speaking to the AFP news agency described this as second largest known oil leak in modern Russia's history in terms of volume. The Russian chapter of the activist group Greenpeace said damage to the Arctic waterways could be at least 6 billion rubles, over $76 million, and has compared the incident to Alaska's 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster. Its estimate does not include atmospheric damage due to the greenhouse gases and soil pollution. In a statement, the NGO said the installed buoys will only help collect a small part of the pollution, leading us to say that nearly all the diesel fuel will remain in the environment. What are the cleanup measures being suggested? During the video conference with Putin, the Russian Minister of Natural Resources opposed setting the vast quantity of oil afire and recommended diluting the layer with reagents. An expert told the BBC that the cleanup efforts could take between 5 to 10 years. And also, the new update is that USA offers help to the Russia oil spill. The United States on Saturday offered to help Russia clean up a vast fuel spill that has foundered on Arctic River in the northern Siberia. So yes guys, thank you for listening. Tune in to our Marine Think podcast.